Welcome back into the Press Box and our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by Arlington Park, by the Fairgrounds, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. We have made it to Derby weekend, the greatest weekend in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Dave Baker, alongside Gene McLean, the Grand Domo of all things related to the Press Box, the website, thepressboxlts.com. Of course, you're here on the Facebook page if you're listening to this as well, and you can get all the information that you want and need, and you will want it on the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. But a big weekend here, 145th running. What we're going to start off here on this podcast, we'll do Oaks, and then we'll be posting our Derby podcast a little bit later. But 145th running of the Longines Kentucky Oaks, grade one, $1.25 million guaranteed, three-year-old fillies going a mile and an eighth. And Mr. McLean, I guess first things first, weather and how it will impact this field.
Well, you know, we've kind of gotten used to Derby weekend being more wet, haven't we? I think it's now 3 years running. I can't remember back farther than that, but I know the last two we've had significant rainfall and moisture in the track. And I think, we're a resilient bunch here in the great Commonwealth of Kentucky, and I think it affects us probably more than it does the horses, to be honest.
Yep. Okay. So a field of 14 with two also eligibles that were entered earlier this week. We've talked a lot about Bellafina, and we'll talk a lot about Bellafina as we break down the race here in just a second. But just earlier today, a lot of confusion out there because there was apparently a computer glitch in the system which indicated that Street Band had been scratched. Of course, Larry Jones and Sophie Doyle teaming up to try to become the second female after the great Rosie Napravnik to win the Oaks. But that's not the case. Street Band will go. And so just from a 30,000-foot view, Gene, your thoughts on the Oaks field.
Yeah, Buzzy, I think that a lot of things go on Derby and Oaks Day, and you're kind of a little bit crazy things that happen. But, you know, I'm glad that Larry Jones and Street Band and particularly for Sophie Doyle, who can become the second woman to ever ride an Oaks winner. Rosie Napravnik had won two previously.
Yep.
So it'll be good for both all of those connections, to be honest, to have a big shot. And, I think that the Oaks field, we've had great success over the last couple of years in the Oaks, and we picked Abel Tasman two years ago, and she paid a pretty nice price. I think she was multiple figures. And then Monomoy Girl, we were huge on. We loved her going in. She drew the 14 hole, but she overcame that post position and all the other horses in the field. So we've had some good success in the Oaks, and I think that this Oaks field really is stacked from top to bottom with quality and really some horses that are on the improve. And some that certainly have stamped themselves as legitimate, top end of the line horses that deserve their lower odds and their credentials going in.
Okay, so the 2-1 morning line favorite, Bellafina, coming out of the four hole for Simon Callahan, Flavian Pratt getting the mount. This is a filly that has really done everything that's been asked of her.
Yeah, Buzzy, the only really blemish on her record was the fourth in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies race a couple of years ago. A couple of months ago. That was really kind of the only blemish on her record. And other than that, and that obviously being over this track, but other than that, this filly has just been spectacular. She ran second on debut. Other than that, she's all wins. She won the Santa Anita Oaks just going away. She only beat four horses in there Santa Anita Oaks. But, I think that's more of a compliment to her that a lot of people just didn't think they could challenge her. And they couldn't. And Bellafina, I don't know if you had the opportunity to read the story that I wrote and had the interview that I put the
excellent
audio
story
on. Yeah, and, you know, this is not only a great filly, Buzzy, but it's a great story, too. Her assistant trainer and caregiver, Carlos Santa Maria, stays with her and has stayed with her from Tour de Post throughout her race career, is in desperate need of a kidney transplant and a kidney donor. And he, after taking care of the filly every morning, he has to spend at least 8 hours a day on dialysis machine. So, it's just a story that you root for. You root for the horse, you root for the man, you root for the barn, you root for life. I think the most important thing that he said in the interview is he said, I want to live. And he also said, you know, I want to watch this filly win the Oaks, too. So, it's a heart and soul story.
Absolutely. All right, well, she certainly comes in as the one to beat. The question becomes, Mr. McLean, can you beat her this weekend?
You know, I'm not going to try. I'm going to go with Bellafina. Like I said, we've had good success, Buzzy, in the Oaks, and I'm going to single Bellafina. Let me say singular. I'm going to bet Bellafina to win in place. I'm going to bet her really strongly with two horses, Restless Rider, who ran a huge race in her 2019 debut in the Ashland Stakes, trained by Ken McPeak. Restless Rider has run three straight seconds, but all in major, major races. I think she looks great. She's holding great flesh. She's a beautiful gray filly. I really love the way she comes into the race. And then Serengeti Empress, which is more of a heartstring kind of story for me. She's a wonderful filly. She's, of the four wins, she's won by over 53 lengths. So she's a brilliantly fast filly. She was well on her way to winning the Fairgrounds Oaks last time out, and she bled. So they pulled her up before finishing the race. She was banned off. I've been to the barn probably three times in the last 5 days just to look at her and talk to Tom Amos, who's done a magnificent job of getting her back to for this race. Meticulous in his care, gave her time, brought her back slowly, slow gallop. But then she turned into two brilliant runs. It's difficult to bet a horse that was banned off the previous race, but I think that she is back. I think she's healthy. I think she's got a very bright mind to her. So I'm going to use Bellafina, Restless Rider, and Serengeti Empress, but I'm really going to key on Bellafina.
And I'm going to try to help you here, as I always do. I normally don't
yes,
do this,
do.
but in weekends like
to.
This, I'm going to try to help, and I'm going to encourage you. And I'm going to go with your three plays. But I am, because of the success we've seen and the stick-to-itiveness we've seen, we're going to go with using the Godolphin entry as well. The 5, Flor de la Mar. For Godolphin, she's a 3-year-old daughter of Tiz now, out of a pulpit mare, okay, coming off two straight wins, I think, in the Santa Anita Oaks and in an allowance race. Last workout, a bullet work at Santa Anita on April 26th, and she comes in for Bob Baffert. And anytime I see, even in a quality field like this, I see the name Bob Baffert, and I see 20-1 in the morning line, I'm thinking, that's somebody I got to use.
Well, I set that up perfectly for you because, yes, I am going to use that filly as well. I agree with you, Buzzy. Anytime you see Bob Baffert show up for a race, you've got to give a second look, and particularly when the odds are like they are. This filly has been really kind of grabbed some attention by the way she looks in the mornings. And so she has been a little bit of a forgotten commodity in here because of the extreme publicity of the others that we have talked about. But she has also gotten the attention of some of the back stretch guys that I respect and have a good eye for a horse. So you're very astute, and you're very on top of this game. I'm not only impressed, but I'm also just taken aback by your astute comments regarding Bob Baffert's entry.
And that's not to mention out of the same general racing family and barn as the Great Thunder Snow. So there is still the proverbial equine chip on the shoulder about righting the wrong that took place here just a year ago. So we will keep an eye on that as well. So there are McLean's picks. You can get his entire picks for the entire day's card at Churchill Downs at the PressBoxLTS.com. So here in just a little bit, during the course of the day and certainly early on Saturday morning, and we'll try to get those up on the site on Friday afternoon as well, because post time is so early. I think it's, what, 10 or 10:30 on Derby Day? Is that right?
Yeah, it starts very early. I think the first race, we're doing this show on Friday morning, so the first race just now went off.
Just getting ready to go off. So we'll get this up early. We'll be back in just a bit with our Derby Day card and a look at the Kentucky Derby. This press box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, get set. We're doing Derby in just a bit.
Thanks, my friend.